Okay, welcome to my talk. I introduce the paper, The Impact of Image Difference Features on Perceived Image Differences.
As a motivation, assume we have an original image and we need to do gamut mapping.
There is a smaller gamut.
One possibility would be to reduce the chroma.
Another possibility would be maybe to shift the hue.
What we wonder now is which image is perceptually closer to the original one. Maybe something thinks that the reduced chroma is perceptually closer. It could be that some other observers say that the hue shifted image is perceptually closer. Doing such an experiment, choosing one pair or the other pair, is exhausting and time-consuming. So doing an automatic image difference measure would be preferable. What else do we need besides two images to determine the image difference of both images? Also, the viewing conditions are very important. At this example, we see in the upper line one continuous tone image, and in the lower line there's a tone mapping version of the image. In the middle, we see the images in an office environment. Probably it could be seen that there is a perceptual difference of both images, but it's only a small difference. If we magnify the images, as we can see on the right, there is a really big difference of both images. So the viewing conditions, if we are close to the image, are also important. On the other hand side, as we can see on the left side, okay, here it seems to be very dark. Okay, it's very dark. This is simulated like going outside into bright sunlight and you look at your tablet PC, for example, and the display is nearly black. So, which is the difference of these both images? I think it's perceived as no difference of both images. Therefore, viewing conditions are important. For our image difference measure, what do we need? As already told, we need two images and the viewing conditions. Then our image difference measure D gets a characteristic value as a result. For an image difference measure, the difference of zero means that both images have visual equivalence. Whereas the higher the number gets, the bigger is the difference of both images. In our paper, we present an image difference workflow. We can see here in the first step, as the input, we have two images in RGB color space. Then these two images are considered, are applied by an image appearance model. This considers the viewing conditions. In the next step, after applying an image appearance model, the images are transformed into a working color space. One condition for this working color space is to be perceptually uniform for our image difference measure. Starting from this color space, we do an image difference feature extraction. Here are some examples, maybe structure or contrast. I will go into details on the next slide. The next step is to combine these features. And in the end, we need to get a characteristic value, for example, by taking the mean. Now, we want to know which image differences are important. We were looking for really well-working image difference measures, and we saw that the structural similarity index works very fine on gamut mapping databases. And also, the SSIN index provides three excellent features, which I will show now how we get these features. The more details about the structural similarity index can be found in the literature. If we have got two images, we apply this formula. This formula is adjusted to the working color space that is perceptually uniform, so it's slightly different to the one in the original paper. As a result, for our feature, we get this image difference map. This map here in the dark regions shows a small image difference, and black means no difference in this feature. And the bright region, like here, means a big difference of the feature. The first feature we extract is the lightness comparison. In this map, the lightness comparison is shown as an image difference map. How do we get this image difference map? For the lightness comparison, the first step, we take the lightness axis in a working color space like the LAB color space. Then we take a sliding window of both images. They correspond to each other. They have the same center pixel. The center pixel of the first image is denoted as X. Of the second sliding window, the center pixel is denoted as Y. Over both sliding windows, we take the deviation in lightness and take the mean of the whole sliding windows. That means, in the end, we get as a result one pixel and put it into our image difference map. The same, we repeat pixel by pixel. For every sliding window, we can do in the two images. So in the end, after doing this pixel by pixel for the whole image, we get this image difference map. The next image difference feature we extracted is the contrast comparison of both images. Again, we get an image difference map, this time of the contrast comparison. The procedure is the same as before. We take the lightness channel. We are looking at the sliding windows with their center pixels, X and Y, and do a pixel-wise computation of the image difference map. This time, sigma X and sigma Y are denoted as the standard deviation of both sliding windows. Again, step by step, we get our image difference feature as a map. The third feature from the SSIM index is the structure comparison. Here shown with this formula, sigma xy in this case is the cross correlation of both images regarding the two sliding windows. So, but the SSIM index only works on grayscale images. We want to know, is color important? Has color an impact of our image difference measure? In this example, we see two images. One is the original on the left side, and on the right side, a gamut mapped version. And a difference can be seen. This one and this one are different. If we look at the grayscale correspondence, I think there we can't see a difference. So we assume that also color is important. For our image difference measure workflow, I will go into our experimental suggestion, which we applied on an imaged gamut mapping database. So this seems like the same like our workflow. What we used was, as an image appearance model, the spatial filtering of SCLab, because in the database we only knew about the viewing distance, but not about the illumination. As working color space, we choose the Lab 2000 HL color space, which is near almost perceptual uniform and hue linear. From these images, we extracted five features. The first three features, as I've shown before, are the lightness, contrast, and structure comparison on the achromatic channels. The next two features we extracted are the chroma comparison and the hue comparison. The formulas are the same as for the lightness comparison, but they are computed on the chroma channel and on the hue channel, respectively. In the experiment, we first took the mean of these image difference map, and after taking the mean, we were combining this image difference feature to a single number by multiplying the characteristic values by each other and take one minus the product of all five image difference features. In the experiment, we took gamut mapping databases presented before by Matthias, and it's the same as before. We divided the images into the training images and the test images. On the training images, we adjusted the parameters of our image difference features to the working color space. We trained these parameters. For getting a result, we tested on the second half, which is independent of the training images. So they don't, these are different images taken than on the other for the training images. How do we evaluate our image difference measure? We were using the hit rate. The hit rate is the sum of all corrected predictions divided by the sum of all choices made. Here's an example. The observer's choice for these four images were these choices. Here in the middle, there is the reference image. On the left and on the right of the reference image are both images. The observer had to choose one which is perceptually closer to the reference image. For example, this one, this, this, and this. For the prediction of our image difference measure, we computed the image difference between the reference and the left and the reference and the right image, and the image difference with the lower number is the image that would be predicted as perceptually closer to the reference image. For example, these two images, and because this is the same image, maybe the observer can choose one and the next decision choose for the same image another image, but an image difference measure always has to choose the same for the same image pair. So we see our image difference measure is three times right of four decisions. That means the hit rate is 0.75. Another advantage of a hit rate is to doing a significance test. Here we were assuming a binomial distribution of the observer's choice. So we could use a binomial test to test our significance. The results of our image difference workflow can be seen here. The y-axis shows the hit rate. The x-axis shows the combinations of all our five features. Here the features are standing alone, and here their features are combined with each other. I only want to show the most important results of the experiment. The first thing is that it seems that the contrast has the most impact of the image difference features because it always shows the best results if it's combined within the combination of two image difference features or three or four or five, always the one with the contrast difference is the best. The next interesting result is what about only using the achromatic features? We see here, this is the result for the achromatic features. The lightness, contrast, and structure like the SSI index. And we show a significant improvement than this line. This line refers to the SSIM index. Why are we better? The only thing we changed to the SSIM index was using a working color space and regarding the viewing conditions. What is if we add the chromatic features? We can see the best results we get is if we add the chromatic feature also to the chromatic features to the achromatic features. Here, the combination of all features gets the best results. But there's it's still some improvement because the best hit rate that could be achieved is in this experiment 0.8. That means that we are still far away from the best possible hit rate. So, what? Okay. So, in the summary, I want to say we introduced an image difference workflow. We proposed five image difference features that were based on the SSI index and added chromatic features. In the results, we saw that the achromatic features significantly improve the prediction accuracy compared to the SSIM index if we consider the viewing conditions and the working color space. And as the last results, adding chromatic features further improves the prediction accuracy significantly than only using achromatic features. Thank you for your kind attention.
Thank you. Questions?
I was just wondering one thing. I know that it's always debatable whether to choose one grayscale representation over another one. So in this case, you use lightness as in the original SSI paper. Did you think that different grayscale representation, say the average of the three chromatic channels or some other measure, could be combined to produce a similar result if we're actually considering chromatic features themselves?
Indeed, I think using better grayscale images could improve the prediction, but what we tested and what we saw is adding the chromatic features really improves the prediction. So we need to consider only achromatic features, and we are also wondering if we only take the grayscale images or only the lightness axis indeed has an impact. But for our workflow, we only choose the lightning axis to do our chromatic features on the other channels.
Thank you for an interesting talk, Jens. I have a two-part question. First is, how did you decide on the sliding window size? And the second part is, would you Or do you think there is justification for using a different window size for the chromatic features compared to the achromatic features?
Okay, to the first question, we used the sliding window size as proposed in the SSIM index paper of 11 pixel by 11 pixel. And to the second question, we didn't regard another window sizes until now. What we looked into further details was applying the multi-structural approach of our workflow, and this we were working on, and the results will be shown soon, I think.
Okay, so thank you very much again.
Thank you.